Though police and fire personnel were exempt from last year's changes in collective bargaining, a provision in the state's biennial budget allowed local governments to change their health insurance plans without union input. But the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, which represents Eau Claire County Sheriff's deputies, is arguing that despite the change, health insurance deductibles still need to be negotiated. Jim Palmer heads the union.
I certainly don't think that bargaining over deductibles is the same thing as bargaining over what those deductibles pay for.
The case is being decided by the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission, or WERC. Palmer says the decision could impact all public safety workers in the state.
If the WERC rules in favor of Eau Claire County in this case, it's going to give a lot of municipal employers all across the state a tremendous amount of authority. And unfortunately, I think they'll be able to hold hostage a police officer and firefighter's health insurance in order to get other contractual concessions, and that's an unfortunate result.
The police association is proposing a $250 single plan deductible and $500 deductible for families. Eau Claire County Attorney Keith Zames says locking in the deductibles limits the county's ability to make changes to its health plan.
Even if you raise the deductible higher, the county is still responsible for the balance, so that entire cost then is borne by the county.
The Employment Relations Commission hasn't said when it will rule on the case, and neither side would say whether they'd be willing to appeal. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.